Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450. Toll free 1-888-900-1450 or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at #1450.
And the key operative word there is call now. Because if you wait till the end of the show, we don't get to you, unfortunately. Good morning to you. Welcome to this week's edition of Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. We have guest stars in the studio galore today. We've got the one and only Ron Radiman.
Happy Saturday. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, happy everything. Sun is shining.
Exactly.
And, of course, that other voice.
That other voice.
The other voice, Master Gardener.
Yes.
Carol's here.
I am here.
Nice
Good
to
morning.
See you. Good to see you. And you are there, and the phones are ringing, but we'll just mention real quickly, we do have two secret callers coming today.
Yeah, two secret callers. The first secret caller will have the option, and while our weekend coming up only 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks away, or less than 2 weeks, I guess you could say, because it starts on a Friday.
True.
Right.
So less than 2 weeks away now, you'll have the option of a couple of fish filet dinners, sandwiches, whichever you prefer, out at Walleye Weekend from the Lakeside Evening Kiwanis. Or otherwise, you get you can hop into the drawing for the $50 gift card, which the drawing there is coming up pretty quick, too. We're only about a month away from that drawing. So
sounds like a plan. All righty, let's hit the phones. We got a caller. Good morning.
Good morning. Am I on?
You're on.
Okay. What about crabgrass? Is it too late to try to get rid of that?
Well, the crabgrass preventer, that's part of the step one program in Radiman's four-step process. So step one will no longer work on crabgrass. We do actually have an herbicide out at Radiman's, and it's called Weed Beater Plus, and that has a crabgrass and a broadleaf weed killer in it, and you could spray that right now. It's in a ready-to-use spray, and then you basically, what you do there is spray the crabgrass or spray the dandelions, and it'll kill those off. And it's good to catch crabgrass early because it kind of takes off as the summer goes along. But step one won't work anymore. As a matter of fact, we're almost getting to the end of step two right now. But that spray that we have out at Radiman's will work on crabgrass and all the other broadleaf weeds in your yard, like dandelions or things like that. It'll slow that chickweed down even a little bit, but I don't know if it'll knock it out completely. But that's what you want to use there. It's called Weed Beater Plus Crabgrass and Broadleaf Weed Killer, and it's we have that out available at Radiman's, open till noon today.
Okay.
Or till 5 o'clock. Well, this coming week, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock. We're not going to be open Memorial Day. So.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's right. What you want to use now at this time of year.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm. All right.
Good luck with it. And you're next. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I got to turn my radio down.
Good
point. I was out at Ron's there, right?
He's totally here.
Yeah.
Okay. Last week I heard him talking about cleanup. And I went out and got some.
Uh-huh.
And on Thursday, I sprayed a problem area. I've got some tall grass and what appears to be, I can't say it, one of those tall things that get plumes on them. Anyway, it's a place where the sump pump hose was misdirected or undirected, whatever, anyway. And it's very tall grass, and it's all ruddy underneath, and I need to kill off everything so I can scrape it off and level.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take for the cleanup to work? I went and looked at it this morning, and it doesn't look like it touched anything.
Yeah, you aren't going to see anything quite yet. It takes about 5 or 6 days before you'll even be able to notice that you sprayed it. So as of right now, it's kind of like you don't even know that you did anything.
Right.
But by
right.
by next week, you know, Memorial Day, Monday or Tuesday, it'll be browning out. You always want to wait at least a week for that to work. I would even wait 10 days or so just to make sure you've got a good kill. Sometimes if it's a real tall grass and there's other grasses coming up underneath, you might have to spray it a second time.
I probably will, but the other I expected overnight results, so I was surprised when it didn't happen.
No, because see, the way cleanup works is it's taken in by the leaves of the grass, and it takes a while for the grass to take that in through the leaves, and then it's working its way down, and it's killing off the root system. And of course, once the root system is killed, then the top of the plant browns up and dries. So that's why it takes about a week or 10 days for that to all take place. Sometimes if the grass is too tall, it helps to either mow it or weed eat it even before you spray cleanup, and that way you'll get some fresh new growth that isn't quite so high. Sometimes if the grass is too high, it won't work as effectively. So.
Okay, I was afraid to cut it beforehand. I thought it was better to have it tall, but in that case, we'll cut it off and then spray it again. But I'll be patient for a few more days.
Yeah, because if you cut it off now, you'll actually kind of lose the effectiveness of what you did last time.
What I sprayed, sure.
Yeah, but once it dries up, then you could, like after, you know, like say maybe next week, Thursday or so again, then you could actually, you know, trim it off,
mow it off,
or you know, string trimmer, weed eater it off.
Whacker.
Weed whacker. And then you could, the way that cleanup actually will work the best is if you mow it or weed whack it, and then wait about 3 or 4 days and then spray it. So, because then you'll have some fresh new green tips on your grass.
Start.
Yeah, and that's what sucks it in the best. So,
that's where I made my mistake. I was afraid to trim it off beforehand. I thought I wanted to get it all. I'll do it again. I have a hunch I may need 2 or 3 applications. There's an awful lot of bad stuff in there.
Well, it probably shouldn't take more than a second application. Because that, you know, because it takes a little, you know, like I said, it works its way through the root system, and once you kill those roots off, but you got to, and grass a lot of time is a little, you know, it's kind of clumpy, so even if you get half of the clump, it'll kill the whole clump, so to speak. So you might get better results than what you're thinking, so hopefully.
I hope so. That's good. I thank you so very much.
Well, and that's a good question, you know, and sometimes we don't get a chance to explain, you know, we tell you the product and then we get another call and we don't get a chance to kind of explain the whole process to it, but that's the way you'll get your best results out of cleanup. So thanks for the call.
Okay. I thank you so much.
All right, good luck.
Remember, bye-bye.
Patience is a virtue. I guess you didn't like that, John. And you are open today.
Yeah, Radiman's is open today. Memorial Day weekend special hours till noon today, which isn't too special, just the usual Saturday.
That's pretty normal.
But and the usual Sunday, but the unusual Monday. We are closed on Monday, so.
We're not. We're here.
Are we going to have a special show on Monday?
If you come in. It's up to you. I could always use the help.
Talk about something.
Yeah, no kidding. 923-1450. Lines are open again. If you got any questions, we certainly urge you to call early. What we will do in the meantime, though, is take our first break.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, as we know, Raderman's is open today till noon. You can still get a delivery yet today. Or otherwise wait until Tuesday or Wednesday, 920-922-7612, or stop on out. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, just east of Highway 41 on County Trunk B.
And we will be right back.
Compassionate care right here in your community. That's what you will find at Harbor Haven Health and Rehabilitation. Whether you're planning ahead or are in need of immediate care for a loved one, the qualified staff at Harbor Haven is known for their compassionate, quality care. Harbor Haven has become a leader in offering short-term rehabilitative services to those in need of post-acute rehab care. Their team of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, along with their nursing team, are dedicated to creating a program committed to helping you reach your maximum independence. Harbor Haven also has units dedicated to long-term care for those individuals requiring 24-hour skilled care. They understand the decision to place a loved one in a nursing facility is not easy, which is why their staff strives to make the transition as smooth as possible.
I'm Jody Gable, Admissions Director for Harbor Haven Health and Rehabilitation. I invite you to ease your worries. Visit Harbor Haven today. We're dedicated to serving your short-term rehab needs. Regain your strength, mobility, and independence, and ease your mind at Harbor Haven.
Harbor Haven Health and Rehabilitation, giving you peace of mind. 459 East 1st Street in Fond du Lac.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Hempworks Wisconsin is your premier location for CBD and Delta 8 products. Delta 8 products include edibles, cartridges, tinctures, and other smokable options. Hempworks Wisconsin supplies their products at different retailers across the Fox Valley and beyond. Stop by their locations in Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, and online at hempworkswisconsin.com.
KFIZ News Time, 8:22. We are back. This is Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company, 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. Those are the numbers, and we've got a couple callers waiting, so let's hit the phones. Good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Okay, me?
You.
All right. On the subject of the cleanup again, if you spray that on some grass and you have your daffodil bulbs planted underneath that, will that kill the daffodils also?
Well, cleanup doesn't do real well on killing, like, weeds, let's just say. So, I mean, to the daffodils, are you saying they're just the bulb underground or the leaves that are...
They were planted last fall, so they came up this spring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new patch, but I guess I didn't get all of the grass out of that area before I planted.
Uh-huh.
So now they've already bloomed now. They're just dying off.
I would wait just a few more weeks. I think if you wait another 2-3 weeks until those daffodils have, you know, the leaves have kind of dried up, browned up, mm-hmm. And
I'd pull those out, too.
And then and then go ahead and pull the dead leaves out.
What about the bulbs, though?
The leaves cleanup, would be the only conduit.
Yeah, cleanup only works on what you spray. If you spray it on the ground, it won't prevent anything from growing or kill anything underground. It's a contact herbicide. So if you'd go out and spray right now, then the bulbs could take that, you know, the leaves could take it in and affect the bulbs. But if you wait until there's no leaves there and spray, then you could spray, because if you got some overspray onto the dirt, it wouldn't hurt the daffodils.
Okay, that's what I was kind of wondering, because the bottle had said you're supposed to wait so long before you plant anything, even in the ground there.
Yeah, I think you could, you know, I would wait. Just, you know, as long as you'd wait, you know, whatever, maybe till the end of June or something, and those, if there's a few leaves left, even if they're brown and dried up, then it wouldn't really be taking it in anymore. But it would be just best to clean them all up and then spray it. And then if you got a little bit on the ground, it wouldn't matter, no.
Okay, they'd still come up next year then.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. All right, thank you.
Alrighty, thanks for the call, and thanks for waiting. You are on the air.
Yes, sir. I have have a question about an oak tree. I have an oak tree that's about 25 foot tall. Mm-hmm. And last year, the top part of the tree died. And I'm waiting for my tree man's crew to come out and trim it. But also last year, I had a lot of new growth, probably 30, 35 growths that came out in the lower 15 foot of the tree and were measured probably a quarter to a half an inch, which during the winter time I trimmed off. Mm-hmm. Now I have all this growth coming in the same lower 15 feet. That looks like we're going to have more branches coming the lower 15 feet, just like, you know, a thorn bush almost. My question is, if I clip them right now, should I do something? Because I don't want these things to be growing out.
What do I do? I think if you just trim those off, I think, you know, what's happening is the root system is strong, and you've got a weak point up there on the top, and it's trying to push out more new buds, more new growth. And that isn't necessarily bad, but, you know, on those little shoots that are coming off of that main trunk, go ahead and just snip those off right now. They may come back again, but that'll just push more energy towards the top of the tree, which is where you want it, you know. And then, you know, that top can be reworked a little bit. Once you have a little more to work with, sometimes it's easier to trim out a tree like that once you have, you know, maybe a foot of new growth there to work with. Then you can kind of thin out some of those other shoots that are coming out kind of at the medium, at, you know, shoulder high, head high, 10 feet up, and train those into branches at that point in time. But I would go ahead and trim off the little schnibbles, let's call them, you know, off of the main trunk, and then just whatever you wouldn't want on the, and you're probably getting some of that coming off of some of the main branches also.
Yes.
Yeah. That could all be taken off, and then once you'll get a little stronger push out the top, then that can be trained into a new canopy, let's just say.
Mm-hmm. Do you put anything on the schnibbles after you trim them?
You don't really need to, and I don't know that you could put anything on there to prevent that, really. Well, I shouldn't say that. You know, out at Radiman's we have like a spray. It's a sucker killer spray that kind of seals off those suckers, but it's kind of pricey, and I don't know if it's worth it in a case like this. You know, you could, if you'd want to, you could try that on there. It would definitely work, but it's really designed more to prevent suckers from coming up on, you know, below ground and that on fruit trees and things like that. But that would actually work, and it's in a spray bottle. It's like a Windex bottle, so to speak, but it's pricey. It's like over $40 for a pint, I believe. And, you know, I don't know, I don't like to tell people how to spend or not spend their money, but, you know, to me it seems pricey for what you'd be using it for. To me it's not pricey when it comes to preventing suckers, because those you have to get down on your hands and knees and you're digging around in the mud. But so it definitely works for those things, but it would work on for these too. It basically seals it and prevents new shoots from coming out.
Would you spray it on after you cut the schnibble
off?
Yeah,
right. You spray it on the fresh cut.
Right.
And it basically seals it and prevents it from growing back, but it doesn't, it, you know, it won't harm the plant or the tree in this case, so.
Out of interest, there were suckers coming off the root system near the base of the tree.
Mm-hmm. And see there, those are obviously harder to deal with, because there you're kind of down on your hands and knees and you're digging around in the mud, where at least the little new shoots coming off the trunk, you know, it's kind of agitating, but it's not you know, it's not hard on the body and the knees, I guess.
Okay. So, okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Yep. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate that. 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. That's toll-free. Lines are open. Is that a new horticultural term, though, schnibbles?
Schnibbles.
Yeah, well, it doesn't come up every day, that's for sure.
But those of us that know about it, know about it.
We know what a schnibble is, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Had some of those on my dinner plate last night, only it wasn't from a tree. Yeah. Little schnibbles.
Schnibbles.
923-1450 lines are open for your questions. Still got two secret callers coming your way today. So keep that in mind if you have any questions. You could be a secret caller.
Yeah, we'll mention it again. We're going to do a second secret caller today. The first secret caller will have the option of getting in the $50, $100 gift card at Radiman's. Here, I'm giving half of it away already. But so the $100 gift card at Radiman's and or the option of two walleye fillet dinners coming up at the world's largest fish fry put on by the Lakeside Kiwanis in less than 2 weeks now, two weekends from today out at Walleye Weekend. So
we're hungry for it.
Yes.
We were out there on Wednesday night. It was kind of just looking things over, trying to figure out, you know, where we were at after a two-year absence and tidying up and the shelter and things like that. So, but it started out such a nice day, but boy, that's when that cold front moved through. So we were
changed rapidly,
grabbing our coats. I started out in a t-shirt and shorts, and ended up with my hooded sweatshirt and a couple layers on. By the time we kind of got through our
It was kind of a shock factor for a lot of folks.
So that was on Wednesday night. Yeah.
Remind me again: is the fish fry just on Friday night or the whole weekend?
No, it's all weekend. We'll start Friday night, and then go through all day Saturday. And Sunday, like last time, not last year, 2 years ago, we actually ran out of fish on Sunday. It was such a good year. It never happened to us in our, whatever it's been, 40, 50 years of walleye weekends.
A lot of fish fry.
2 years ago was the first year we ever actually ran out of fish. And that wasn't good because I'll tell you, we had a lot of people coming out Sunday afternoon for the last fish of the for a year, and as it turned out, the last fish for 2 years, and they were pretty disappointed. Yeah, it wasn't good to be standing there passing out that news. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to know, sir, what kind of fertilizer should I use for a ficus that is in a large pot?
So are you keeping this indoors or indoors during the winter?
All year.
You just keep it indoors all year. I think I would. We don't really have a fertilizer that's really what I would call set up for indoor plants. I think what I would maybe do there is stop at a place like Hensi Floral and get something from them. They would have a better, and they're going to have a handful of different options on different fertilizers. So I'm going to kind of defer that to the other side of our professional. and a place like Hensi Floral would probably be the best. You know, they've got years and years of experience with indoor plants and outdoor plants too, for that matter. But they're going to have a better product than what we would have at Radiman's for something like that.
Okay, thank you very much.
All righty, thanks for the call, and we move on to the next one. Good morning, thanks for waiting.
Good morning. Oh, okay.
Got to turn your radio down.
Oh. Karen, you should know better.
Well, I didn't know it was me and a different radio. Okay. Well, I learned the extension. I called the extension when I wanted to plant my rhubarb plant. So she called the other day, and we're going to add a little humor to this. So she told me that I have to really wait 3 years before I can start pulling the rhubarb. So I want you to know that I don't mean to tell the world, but I'm 87, and I'm going to have rhubarb pie for my 90th birthday.
Boy, we can't wait.
Wow. Put that on your calendar.
I know.
Yes.
So anyway, I was a little disappointed because that's what killed my rhubarb last year, because I really enjoyed it last year. That was the second year. So I'm supposed to wait 3 years.
Here's what we're going to do, Karen. We're going to get some volunteers to get you some rhubarb for the next couple years.
And, while you're waiting.
While you're waiting. So
please. I don't want to give my address. But
well, I would imagine, too, that at this time of year, they got some downtown at the market.
Yes, I would think so, too.
Farmer's market, if you, yes. You know, can get down there.
Well, anybody that's got some extra rhubarb, they can drop it off here before 9 o'clock this Saturday or next, and I'll drop it off at Karen's on my way past.
Okay, she can have lots.
What a saga.
And then she can bring us a rhubarb pie the following.
Oh, you had an ulterior motive here, Mr. Reinemann.
The following Saturday.
So. Very good. I can make a good rhubarb pie if I ever get this.
Yeah, it's hard to make it without the rhubarb, isn't it?
Okay, I just had to tell you that.
All right, thanks, Karen. Have a good Memorial Day. Thanks for the call. 923-1450, lines are open. Let's hit the break time.
Somehow I believe Karen will be making rhubarb pie at 90. Yes. She's got the pea and vinegar in her, you know.
I'll say.
Anyway, Radiman's open today until noon. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. Easiest way is to work your way off over to Main Street or Highway 41, and we're just east of Highway 41 on County Trunk B, as in boy.
You're invited to the Galloway House and Village Grand Reopening, Saturday, May 29th and Sunday, May 30th from 12 to 7 p.m. Come view the restoration and renovation improvements from our capital campaign. Saturday's events are geared toward young adults. 4 p.m. live music, 3 p.m. Evolution of Main Street with Tracy Reinhardt, food trucks and beer. Sunday is geared toward kids. 12 to 4 balloon twisting, 2 p.m. magic show, and 3 p.m. guided arts and crafts. Tickets are available at hometowntickets.com or at the door. Come tour the Galloway House and Village. See you there.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owner's insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children, and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owner's Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us, and all the generations who will.
Visit Smith & Hatch Insurance in Eden at smithandhatch.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
KFI's at news time, 8:30. We'll make it 8:40 because it just switched, so that's why we'll make it 8:40. It was 8:39 when I started.
Okay.
But it's 8:40 now.
Be 8:41 if you don't get to that next caller.
That's very
quick.
True. Or 8:42 the way I'm going. 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. And before I get in trouble, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi. Does putting carnation powdered milk in your plant and your hole when you're planting tomatoes prevent them from getting blossom end rot?
Oh boy.
I can't imagine that it would. I don't know, but I put eggshells in when I plant my tomatoes for the calcium, which is supposed to help. Do you have the same issue every year with the blossom rot?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's going to be even more pronounced if there's a lot of rain, or let's say there's a lot of rain, then there's not a lot of rain. It comes from irregular watering, is what I've always been told. And there is a product for that. You can try the carnation milk. It isn't going to hurt anything, I don't think. But there's a product made that says blossom end rot on it. And you're really just spraying them with, I don't know if it's calcium or what it is, but it's just some kind of mineral like that. And it does help. The trick is trying to figure out when you should do it. But you should do it probably when the little tomatoes first start showing and then give it a try. But it actually comes from either overwatering or underwatering.
Okay. Does laying your small tomato plants down vertical and covering them with soil increase production?
I don't know if it does or not. A lot of people do that because a tomato will make roots all the way along that stem, and you can do that. I think people do it more to give the plant a little more stability if they're putting a really flimsy little plant in the ground that the wind might break off or something. That would be the only time I'd do that. But you can do that. You mean just bend so that part of it is under, more of it's the stem is underground.
What happened the other night. The wind broke them off.
Yes. They I think they'll come back too. I think they'll grow again unless, you know, you damaged it way down at the bottom.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if there's a little life there yet, it should grow back.
Mm-hmm. It's early enough.
I have a few that I haven't planted mine yet, and they're growing all those extra little roots because they kind of got bent by the wind, and I will probably put that part underground too just to give more stability to it, yes.
Okay.
Hang on the line. You're actually our secret caller here this morning, or our first secret caller. We're going to have the option. So you actually have the option of a couple of walleye fillet dinners or walleye fillet sandwiches coming up in 2 weeks at Walleye Weekend. Those can be picked up out at rate. Well, not the sandwiches,
the
coupons for them, and then you'll bring them to Lakeside Park, and we'll turn them into a delicious meal for you. Or otherwise, you can stop on out, or otherwise you can get in the drawing out at Radiman's for the $100 gift card, which we'll be giving away around the 1st of July. So hang on the line. Jerry's going to get your information.
I'll put you on hold. Don't go away. Okay?
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, you guys are in charge.
Okay.
I always like to kind of, you know, we're at the end of the line on step two right now, so it's kind of the last hurrah. You want to put down step two, which is your basically your dandelion killer and fertilizer. You want to get that down prior to June 15th. And June 15th is coming up pretty good, pretty quick, actually a couple days after Walleye Weekend. And, you know, and that's never a hard and fast deadline. It's not quite like, you know, April 15th tax deadline or anything like that. But, you know, you'll have your best results if you're putting it, you know, applying step two right now, or, you know, or the second best would be in another week, and the third best time would be in 2 weeks. And then once we get after the 15th, 16th, 17th, then you're pretty much better off waiting and then just putting step three down a little bit later. So kind of keep that in mind. It's a great time to pick it up, get it down here right now before it gets too late. And there, too, if you put step one down a little bit later, then, you know, it's better to go with step two a little bit later, too. So you want to be about a month apart in between those applications. After 4 or 5 weeks, the fertilizer in those lawn fertilizers don't have much effectiveness. They pretty much work for about 4 or 5 weeks, and then you got to kind of give them another little boost. So, but with step two, you'll get that dandelion killer in there too, or any other broadleaf weeds for that matter. So,
all righty, that caller opted for the drawing. So next secret caller, something fishy.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
And the lines are open. 923-1450. You got a question? Now is the time. 15 minutes left. After that, then you're going to be requesting a polka.
Exactly.
You could do it now, but you're not going to hear it.
'Tis true. Well, I have nothing to say for Master Gardeners, actually, because the plant sale's over. I hear it was a pretty good success. Didn't hear any dollar amounts, but that always takes a while. So it was a good day, though.
A lot of fun people there.
Nice day. Yes.
You could say that helpline number, because I had a caller this week called me and asked me for the helpline number.
Oh,
and
really?
I go, you know, I've got that at the radio, you know, at the studio, but I don't have it with me.
Right.
So I wasn't really sure what it was. And I said, well, you can listen on Saturday morning and Carol will give it to you. So
Okay. Fire
away.
Well, there was an article in the paper, so I clipped it out and put it on here, and it was all about how Master Gardeners program launches horticultural helpline, and they gave the numbers here for the KFIZ show, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they, in the whole article, which isn't all that big, they didn't put the number in then. It's 929-3171.
3171.
3171. 929-3171.
All right.
And the actual people that can help you are only there a couple of days a week, but then they get your phone number, because you'll leave it with whoever answers, and then they'll call you back during those days when they're there. They'll look up the answer first, or look up as much as they can, and then give the person a call.
Oh, that makes it easy.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Thanks for waiting. You are on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, good morning. I have got a fern peony, and I am wondering, is the person really supposed to fertilize them at all or not?
I would think they'd take the same fertilizer you'd put on anything else in your garden. Do
yeah,
you fertilize the rest of your flowers in it?
I've got a lot of flowers on it, but it just seems like it's not like the stems are kinked over. And I have got like, a cut off like a tomato cage.
Mm-hmm.
And it... Excuse me, and it grew up through there, but it just, of course, we've been having a lot of wind out in the country here, and I just was wondering if a person should ever fertilize them.
I think I would use like Miracle-Gro or one of the Fertilome. We've got a couple different ones out at Radiman's, and you want to use more of a balanced fertilizer. Some of them are going to be maybe too high in nitrogen. So kind of steer clear of that, of the first number. Like, we have a couple different ones, but some of them are like 30, 10, 10. And then we have another one, 20, 20, 20, or 16, 16, 16. You want to pick out one that's more balanced. If it's too high in nitrogen, you're going to get a lot of stem growth, a lot more. They're going to be taller. They're going to be more vulnerable.
Right.
So in other words, you want it something to that it will go towards the blossom, the bloom?
Right.
And the middle number will be higher.
Right, that middle number and the third number, that helps develop flowers and root system, where the first number promotes vegetative new growth.
Right. Okay.
So by picking out more of the 20-20-20, you're getting a little bit of everything there. If you use the 30-10-10, then you're going to get taller stems, but they're not going to be as sturdy, and they're not going to be, and you're not building better blossoms and building a better root system.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to use more of the 20-20-20. And I would use it kind of, and it's, you know, it's easy to use. You just mix it up in a sprinkling can or a small bucket, or, you know, I don't know. I just use an old milk jug. Actually, mm-hmm. You put a couple teaspoons in there and swirl it around and with water, and then just pour it right out of the, you know, pour it onto the plant from that. And I'd use it kind of sparingly, you know, try it and then wait maybe 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks, and do it again and wait another 2-3 weeks. Don't give it like one heavy application.
No. Space
those applications out. It'll tell you, you know, it always gives you a range whenever on any fertilizers that you buy. It'll give you a range. And use the lower part of the range, but then do it more frequently. Plants would rather have a steady, low, steady, slow you know, it's kind of like us. You know, we'd like three meals a day or and a few snacks in between. You know, if you just eat one meal every day and it's a big one, it's probably not the best for you. Or if you skip a day and eat two, you know, that's kind of the same way with plants. You know, give them a light application of fertilizer, but more often.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I have, you mentioned, well, I was listening when Karen said she would have to be 90 before using rhubarb. I have had rhubarb that I transplanted. I've never waited 3 years. I do wait the first year, and instead of pulling it the second year, I just cut it low to the, you know, low kind of to the ground, and I have got rhubarb just, you know, been having wonderful rhubarb all these years. So, and every time I've transplanted it already, I've never waited 3 years, so hopefully
so,
she would probably have the chance to just take a sharp knife and cut it instead of pulling it. I don't pull it then when it's when I first transplanted it.
Yeah, that's a good
is a good hint, yes.
Yeah, those good hints like that. You know, and then again, too, you know, if you want to be more limited in use, you know, you can make one pie, but maybe not three that first year. Yeah.
And hopefully she gives it to you.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I don't know. I'll wait for the second year.
Because I always cut out the seeds, too. As soon as I see them coming, I cut them out. I don't pull them always. Well, now I pull them because where it's grown now, it's been sitting there for probably 10 years. So, but anyway, it's been moved around quite often because the garden keeps getting smaller. Okay.
Well, and that same 20-20-20 is great fertilizer for rhubarb too. So, you know, that's a good product for any of those plants like that.
Right.
So,
and I was thinking while you're spraying it on your peony, you can spray it on the rest of the flowers around there too. They'll all be happy with a little fertilizer.
Oh yeah, sure. Oh yeah, because I do have a lot of geraniums and other flowers too, so I will use it. You know, there's no problem with using it.
Okay.
But I thank you for your time and for your help.
Hang on the line. You're actually our secret caller, so you. I don't know if you like fish or not, but if you don't, you'll have to find a friend and maybe they'll like it. But anyway, you're our second secret caller. The first secret caller entered into the $100 drawing for Radiman's.
Okay.
So we've got a couple of walleye fillet dinners for you if you want them.
I sure would. Thank you so
much. Oh, great.
All righty. I will put you on hold. Don't go away, okay?
All right.
All right.
Okay.
And that puts you guys in charge. Actually, let's go to a break.
Yeah, that's probably not. We better sneak one in here.
Yeah, because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
All right, well, take a break. Radiman's is open, going strong, I'm sure, today. It's always a busy weekend at Radiman's. So stop on out. We're there until noon today, and you can still get a delivery yet today also. You can give us a call at 920-922-7612 or stop on out before noon today.
And we will be right back.
You're invited to the Galloway House and Village Grand Reopening. Saturday, May 29th and Sunday, May 30th from 12 to 7 p.m. Come view the restoration and renovation improvements from our capital campaign. Saturday's events are geared toward young adults. 4 p.m. live music, 3 p.m. Evolution of Main Street with Tracy Reinhardt, food trucks and beer. Sunday is geared toward kids. 12 to 4 balloon twisting, 2 p.m. magic show, and 3 p.m. guided arts and crafts. Tickets are available at hometowntickets.com or at the door. Come tour the Galloway House and Village. See you there.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Hi, this is Austin with Badger Soft Water. Our local, independent, family-owned company has been proud to serve Fond du Lac and its surrounding communities' residential and commercial needs since 1945. We've been providing top-quality, high-efficiency water softeners, iron and sulfur filters, reverse osmosis, water coolers, and salt and bottled water delivery for 75 years. Visit our Facebook page or look us up on the web or call 920-921-2670. You deserve better water. You deserve Badger Soft Water.
Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair in Fond du Lac is the only NARSA-certified heavy-duty radiator repair facility able to repair, rebuild, and recore radiator and heat exchangers for all types of vehicles and equipment. Pickert's offers media blasting and painting services and has the capability to clean diesel particulate filter for your late-model diesel truck. Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair is a TechNet professional service center and the place for radiator sales and service, backed by the power of professionals.
KFI's News Time, 8:56. We are back the final few minutes of this week's edition of Landscape Smart, 923-1450. Let's hit the line that we have occupied. Thanks for waiting. You're on.
Hi. I have a question concerning my rain barrel. So I just have a screen on the top of it, and I dip my buckets in to get the water out. But this year, the pollen was exceptional, and it's really covered the inside, and I know I had that problem last year, but is there anything I can put in there to get rid of the sliminess that sticks to the sides?
I don't know. I've never had a rain barrel. It's going to be difficult to put something in there that is, and then use the water. And I'd hate to have you dump all this nice rain we got out, too, but yeah. I almost think you'd have to do something inside there with bleach or something like that to kill that sliminess off and then rinse it really, really well and then start over with the water. So I don't know if you use yours until it's empty and, you know, when, of course, it's going to rain, depend on the rain. But other than that, I wouldn't like to see you use anything that's going to kill that because I don't know that it would be good for whatever you're dumping the water on either.
I did Google it once, and they said you could put bleach in, but I'm not real crazy about putting that into the water. So.
Right. I would empty it, then put the bleach in, then rinse it out, and then you could then use it again. But I wouldn't mix the bleach in and then try to use the water. I think you'd be defeating all the purposes, all the good benefits of
the water.
And I really don't think that slime in there is going to be detrimental to anything either, really.
No, I remember last year it got kind of stinky towards the end of the year.
Yes.
Because, you know, I guess we had such good rain, I never really did. You know, often if it's dry, I do empty it. I would have that opportunity to clean it out then, but...
Well, when it's raining that regularly, the rain barrel is full, and you don't need as much water, so it's kind of like a double...
Double whammy.
Double whammy. So that's kind of the problem there.
You
and
got
of course,
the water that
and
you
about
don't
the
need.
Time you dump out all the water to clean the rain barrel, then it stops raining.
Then it might as well be Arizona.
It's kind of late in the show, but I'm wondering about some other people that have rain barrels, if any of them would give a call or like next week too. So keep listening and maybe somebody else will have an answer. Thank you.
Thank you, and I do appreciate all the tips and advice you give. You've helped me tremendously.
Well, we appreciate you listening.
Of course.
Alrighty. And the call. We always like the calls. Yes.
Calls
sure.
are good.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the call, and we are going to be out of time. That theme song is going to kick in now.
No. Boy, you predicted that pretty well.
I also looked at the clock.
Oh. Cheater.
Yeah,
well, anyway, Radiman's open today until noon, Monday through Friday until 5, but not open, of course, Memorial Day. We're honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice for us here in America. So, you know, remember what Memorial Day is all about, too. So, anyway, you still get a delivery from Radiman's, 920-922-7612, or like I said, we're 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, just east of County, just east on County B off of Highway 41.
Alrighty, our thanks to Carol, our thanks to Mr. Radiman, and our thanks to you for the calls. We'll be back next Saturday morning. KFIZ Fond du Lac at 9, Jerry Schneider time.